when a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it. It makes a sound. Ladies and gentlemen of Rosemary Hills, today is a really big day. This is your show. I mean, this is my show. I am your host, Deirdre Gardner, and this is my show, It Makes a Sound. Hello. Just weeks ago, a cassette tape was recovered from a dusty attic in a suburban townhouse. A tape that contains the first public concert of our hometown genius, Wim Pharos. And today, at long last, we have located a boombox from which we can play that tape. I'm shaking. Is everybody shaking with excitement?
For the music.
Yes, Mom, that's right. We are here for the music. And that's why, listeners, we are all here together. For this very special event, I have assembled a studio audience here in the attic, a lucky chosen few here to witness firsthand the playing of the tape. Mom is here.
I don't know about that.
Say hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
And my mother is right. This is a boombox, and it has a cassette tape player. Hallelujah.
I risked my life for this.
Oh, and also we have Cody Elwood, son of Trisha Elwood,
Nowakowski.
Who is 10.
It's hyphenated.
I'm sorry, it's hyphenated. Cody came home with me because Trisha was suddenly called into work.
I wanted to be with my boombox.
And I'd like to introduce to you Rod Reeder.
Oh,
Mom's new part-time nurse, who has just started work this week. And how lucky for him that he is present with us today of all days. We welcome Rod.
You like Rod? Oh, yes. Now he and I were in the rainbow with the pigeon coop, you see.
Oh, that's right. You can say hello, Rod.
Hello.
That's a whore flower for Rosemary.
Today, the code is cracked. The gates open. And that which was foretold will be told. And we are ready to make Rosemary Hills listen again. Today, live, in real time, we will insert the cassette tape into the cassette tape player. Today, we will press play, and sounds will be made on It Makes a Sound. I'm your host, Deirdre Gardner, and this is the moment we've been waiting for. It seems very special, very symbolic, that this little audience gathered here around the boombox. Let's gather around the boombox, please. Yeah, good. Yeah, can you get Mom, Rod?
All right.
We all represent different shades of listener who need Wim Pharos' music in their lives. Cody, the youth of our Rosemary Hills. Cody told me today at his home, during the last episode, just about an hour ago, that he didn't like music. I know. But I think that's going to change today. The day the music lived. Cody, can just stand more across from Mom there. A little more to your left. No, the other left.
Like this.
There you go. Yeah, that's so, right. And Rod.
Rod,
yep. Stand here, please. Uh-huh. Rod, a non-native, a newcomer to Rosemary Hills, who didn't feel the reverberations of Wim Pharos in 1992, but now has the chance to encounter the artist who made this particular place to live special among all the places to live. And Mom, who struggles to remember, but was there, was somehow imprinted.
Print me.
And is here now. And that's something. So, listener, I ask you, are you a Cody, a Rod, a Mom?
Me.
We all need the music. Why do you need the music? Why do you need the music? Okay. I think we're ready.
Steady Freddy.
The cassette tape containing the concert known to us colloquially as the Attic Tape because of its discovery in the attic, known at the time as the Elwood Commencement because the concert was recorded at Trisha Elwood's 8th grade graduation party, has been inserted into the boombox.
It's already plugged in, thankfully.
The first song that we will hear on the tape, as we know, of course, from episode 3, is I Am a Moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Coming to you from a townhouse on the edge of Rosemary Hills Golf Course community.
Rosemary remembers and rule.
Oh, yes, Mom. Rosemary wants to remember. And we stand here on the precipice of a musical renaissance. We stand. We look into the precipice. We press play. Without further ado. Oh, God, I don't have my glasses on. This is the play button, right?
Yes.
Are you sure that is?
Can I press it?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. No, you can't.
Please,
but this is it.
Are you sure?
And now, at last, Wim Pharos is back in Rosemary Hills. Oh my God! Oh my God! Stop it! Stop! Help me! Stop it! It's not stopping! It won't come out!
Oh, that's really bad.
Oh, no.
Shredded.
No.
That's not...
Oh, my God.
Whoa. That looks cool. Like lots of eels swimming on top of each other.
My tape. The tape is ruined. Look at it. That is the only copy.
No, the boombox did not eat my tape.
No. How is this happening? How is this happening?
There could be several reasons. The tape maybe had a foreign substance on the ribbon that made it stick to the capstan and pinch roller.
Pinch.
It could be the drive hub too, but it's probably the pinch roller.
It's lost.
Pinch.
It's all lost. It's lost. Do you understand? I lost it again. Nothing works. Why does nothing work for me? Nothing. Oh my God, no. I can't stand it. Nothing stays. I can't do this. I can't stand it, Mom.
I don't know you. No, man.
No, Mom.
Get away from me. Help.
I'm sorry.
Help.
No.
She keeps me here by the sticky pole.
It's okay.
I'm in the hole. Rude to you.
Ow. You bit me, Mom.
Oh.
It's Deirdre.
Mom, it's Deirdre.
Help. I got her. It's okay, Mom. I'm sorry. It's me. It's me, Deirdre. It's okay.
You stay! You are the most lost, you devil loser!
No, Mom!
You're okay, Mrs. Gardner. Sorry, Deirdre. Let me
get her.
I am getting out of here!
Mrs. Gardner, do you want some toast?
No, Nani!
You're okay, Mom. Mrs. Gardner. You're safe. Let's have some toast. You like toast, right? We like toast. Come with me.
It's okay.
Come with me.
We're fine.
I'll go toast the nice man here. I'll go and you are rude.
I like making cinnamon raisin toast. It makes me feel better. Careful on the stairs.
And rue to you, and rue, and rue. Good night, ladies.
I'm not a lady.
We lost him. We lost him. I'm the only one who knows. Listeners. Oh, listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rosemary Hills. It's gone. I can't even play a cassette tape. And everything's lost. Again. There's nothing. There's no sound. Trees just fall, you know? Wim Pharos is a tree that fell into nothing. I'm a tree that falls, and nobody cares. Mom doesn't even remember that she's a tree. It's pointless. Do you know how lonely? Your mother doesn't know you. We are the whole. Just noises in the attic. Nobody's listening to you. This, nobody hears you, Deirdre, duh. You live in a vacuum. Mom's right. We are the 16th hole. Somehow that's right.
It's raining really hard.
Oh, Cody. I forgot you were here.
Deirdre? I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Boomboxes suck.
Yeah.
They really suck.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear Wim Pharos.
Me too.
We come bearing toast.
Ta-da!
Oh, sorry. Hi. We made some toast if you'd like it. We're feeling better now, right, Mrs. G?
Yes.
And I brought my banjo up here to the attic. Is that okay? I like to keep my banjo in the car when I'm with patients. Music can help. It's calming. It's like my emergency banjo. I thought Mrs. Gardner might like it.
Are you in a band?
No.
Rod, I think it's best if we call it a day. I'll pay you for the whole shift. Cody, you should go home. I need to curl up somewhere.
I am a moment. Cul-de-sac.
Mom, give me the tape case, okay?
Dee Dee writes this here. Dee-da-dum.
That's right. That's my handwriting.
Star 69. Sad but not depressed. The clapper, old people.
Yeah.
Youth grows old.
Yes, Mom.
Magic eye. Ghost deer.
She doesn't usually read. Her brain scrambles.
Are those the songs that Wim Pharos played at the concert?
Yeah.
And the first concert was here in Rosemary Hills?
It was here on the golf course at the clubhouse.
Wow, right across from my house.
Sad but not depressed. Sounds like a good song for right now. Apropos, as they say. Do you remember it, Deirdre?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
I think the power's going out.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, shit, it's out.
It's the bird. The bird lights away.
Where's Mom? Is Mom sitting down?
Yep, she's here next to me. I'm right here, Mrs. G. It's okay.
Cody?
I'm not scared.
Cody, I'm right here. I've got you. Can you feel me? Yeah, here
it's
I am.
It's all good. Okay. Emergency banjo.
Okay, thanks.
Is there a flashlight?
Okay. Yeah, hold on. It's over.
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's right here.
It's so dark.
I got it. Okay, Cody, hold this flashlight, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shine it over here? There's some ancient candles I know somewhere.
Ancient?
Here they are. Okay. All right, everybody.
Can I have some cinnamon raisin toast?
Yeah, of course. Go for
Thanks.
It.
Okay. Makes me feel better.
You okay, Mom?
All good. She fell asleep. She's fast at that.
Funny. At the concert, too, I remember the lights were turned off. When he got to that song, it must have been time for Trisha's cake.
What kind of cake was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
You know, I do remember. It was chocolate ice cream cake from Dairy Queen.
Cool.
With those crunchy things. Those were good.
Mm. And Wim was lit only by glow sticks. It was so awesome, I thought. I don't know where the glow sticks came from. He didn't have glow sticks up until that moment. Yeah, Trisha would probably say there weren't any glow sticks.
Do you remember any of the tune?
Yeah, of course. He had his guitar, the acoustic guitar. It's kind of perky at the beginning. It was like bum, 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 bum. I wrote some of the lyrics in my diary, I think. I mean, it's not going to be right on the banjo. It was much more epic. There was percussion, everything.
Oh, cool. How did he play percussion at the same time as his guitar?
I don't know, but there was definitely percussion. Can you guys feel around for a Velveteen Diary? It should be right around here, like maybe behind you.
Hey, Cody, do you play drums?
No.
You play anything?
Video games.
Aha, here it is. Cody, can you shine a light right here?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, where is it? It's definitely from this song. I remember. Here it is. See, I wrote WF 92 right next to it. I don't mind the money. I don't mind the golf. But the fence around my favorite place just kind of pissed me off. I'm not depressed. I'm just shit. No, that's not right. I'm not depressed. I'm just... I have it. I remember it. It was different. It was like, I'm not depressed. Yeah, I'm not depressed.
Wait, that's...
Yeah, I'm not depressed.
Yeah, no, that sounds like that Dave Matthews Band song.
No. It was Whims.
No,
I'm not depressed.
Like,
No.
It's okay. It's
that's
memories.
Not right,
that's,
though.
That's what they do. It's funny. You
no,
know?
That's not what I meant to say.
You substitute one thing for another.
That can't be.
Maybe the chorus sounded kind of close.
Wait, I know more of it. There was a part about the highway. It was like, driving over. Oh my God, that is. It's you're right. That's not right.
Well, go back to the chorus part. It kind of first sounded like you were going up in a different way, and then
what do you
sad,
mean?
Like a. Dun, 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 dun. And then you point, you went down. Was it maybe more like?
I'm just sad.
Yeah, like a.
I'm not depressed. Just sad.
And then yeah.
I'm not depressed. I'm just sad.
Oh.
I'm not depressed. I think that is right. I'm not depressed, just sad. Rod, yeah, that is right. I'm not depressed, I'm just sad.
2 blocks away, my favorite place to stay. In 20-acre wood, my imagination played. I was just a child when I watched it fall away. Bulldozed to the ground, yeah, my forest overpaved. Years of memories, climbing in the trees. Flattened by remorse, the polish of the course.
That's it, Mom. That's exactly it. I'm not depressed.
I'm just sad.
I'm not depressed.
I'm just sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just sad. Given a prescription, parents gave me pills. Follow up on Tuesday with Dr. Satterell. Like the courses closely manicured, putting something polished over something natural. I don't mind the money, I don't mind the golf, but the fence around my favorite place just kind of pissed me off. I'm not depressed.
I'm good at the drums.
The lights are back.
Whoa.
Oh, Mom.
You okay?
Yeah.
You remembered Wim Ferris's song.
I saw that strange boy digging all day today with a shovel, digging next to his trolls. Who did he bury down there, do you think? Oh, hello, Deirdre, my girl.
Hi, Mom.
It Makes a Sound is written by Jacqueline Landgraf, co-directed by Jacqueline Landgraf and Anya Saffer. Sound designed and mixed by me, Vincent Cascione. Original music composed by Nate Wyda, with Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner, Annie Golden as Deirdre's mom, Nate Wyda as Rod Reeder, and Melissa Mahoney as Cody. It Makes a Sound is a Night Vale Presents production. For more information on this show and other Night Vale podcasts, go to nightvalepresents.com. We're excited to tell you that It Makes a Sound t-shirts and posters with our logo by the artist Dave Watt are now available. Follow the link on the show page at Night Vale Presents to purchase. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and unpack your attic at itmakesasound.rocks. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to check your capstans and pinch rollers. And remember, Wim Pharos.